When he arrived at the Cavendish to study under Thomson in October 1895, Rutherford was far from the exuberant and self-confident man he would become within a few years. The transformation began as he continued work started in New Zealand on the detection of wireless waves, later called radio waves. In only a matter of months, Rutherford developed a much improved detector and toyed with the idea of making money from it. Just in time, he realized that exploiting research for financial gain in a scientific culture where patents were rare would harm the chances of a young man yet to make his reputation. As the Italian Guglielmo Marconi amassed a fortune that could have been his, Rutherford never regretted abandoning his detector to explore a discovery that had been front-page news around the world. On 8 November 1895, Wilhelm Röntgen found that every time he passed a high-voltage electric current through an evacuated glass tube, some unknown radiation was causing a small paper screen coated with barium platinocyanide to glow. When Röntgen, the 50-year-old professor of physics at the University of Würzburg, was later asked what he had thought on discovering his mysterious new rays, he replied, "I did not think. I investigated." For nearly 6 weeks, he did the same experiment over and over again to make absolutely certain that the rays actually existed. He confirmed that the tube was the source of the strange emanation causing the fluorescence. Röntgen asked his wife, Bertha, to place her hand on a photographic plate while he exposed it to X-rays, as he called the unknown radiation. After 15 minutes, Röntgen developed the plate. Bertha was frightened when she saw the outlines of her bones, her two rings, and the dark shadows of her flesh. On 1 January 1896, Röntgen mailed copies of his paper, A New Kind of Rays, together with photographs of weights in a box and the bones in Bertha's hand, to leading physicists in Germany and abroad. Within days, news of Röntgen's discovery and his amazing photographs spread like wildfire. The world's press latched on to the ghostly photograph revealing the bones in his wife's hand. Within a year, 49 books and over 1,000 scientific and semi-popular articles on X-rays would be published. Thomson had begun studying the sinister-sounding X-rays even before an English translation of Röntgen's paper appeared in the weekly science journal Nature on 23 January. Engaged in investigating the conduction of electricity through gases, Thomson turned his attention to X-rays when he read that they turned a gas into a conductor. Quickly confirming the claim, he asked Rutherford to help measure the effects of passing X-rays through a gas. For Rutherford, the work led to 4 published papers in the next 2 years that brought him international recognition. Thomson provided a brief note to the first, suggesting, correctly, as it later proved, that X-rays, like light, were a form of electromagnetic radiation.